Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Let's dive deeper. You know, dive deep. More like dive deeper to the second base.
Are you talking about like scuba diving or something else?
It's a metaphor.
I wanna sink to the bottom with you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, this is sneaking up on us, and I don't even know if the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad realize this, but here we are in March. And April 1st, which is Bubble Boy's birthday, is also Scuba Radio's anniversary. And we turned 29. 21, wow. 29 years old.
And April Jimmy 1st. Turns 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time.
That's a hell of a long time. So
Martian years.
Yeah. I mean, I got to figure out what we're going to do.
So wonder why your hair is white.
Yeah. Who? Platinum blonde, Vinny.
That's part
How
of
dare
his,
you?
His. That's part of the mud bath thing. It does that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Correct. So we're going to talk about what to do for our anniversary. You know, make it something kind of special. I mean, 29.
We should go diving.
Fine.
What else is there to think
yeah,
about?
Yeah, there's that. We should probably do that. But I want to talk about this. This thing caught my eye this week. They're putting out, there's some kind of, I don't know if this is a movie or documentary. It's a documentary, but I don't know where it's coming out. but it's about a girl who passed away scuba diving, but the title is what got me or sucked me in. It was, the title of this documentary is called How to Kill a Mermaid. And it's already won some awards. And it could very well, I don't know, is it planning to show up on Netflix? Is that where it's going to go? I don't know. But, I mean, it's a tragic case, but it involves a lot of scuba diving because this was a young lady who went diving in a lake, and there's a lot of accusations that, you know, she didn't have the proper skills or was left unsupervised, and it led to a tragic situation. But this could be a fairly big movie or documentary, especially if it shows up on Netflix. Did any of you guys look into that to see if it's going to show up there, or we just don't know yet?
I read the whole story.
Yeah.
It was really, it's pretty scary, actually, what happened to her.
Well, it's a tragic situation, you know, unsupervised or I don't know. I'm just looking here.
Everything went wrong. That could have went wrong for her when you read that story.
Exactly. Yeah. You never want this kind of thing to happen.
Everything went wrong.
Yeah. And, you know, some protocols didn't get followed and the poor girl ended up passing away. But it's interesting from the standpoint, like, you know, how big of a documentary could this be? And yeah, you know, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what the, you know, outcome of this will. You know, if for instance, if it shows up on Netflix and becomes quite popular, will this be good or bad? Or will it have any hill of beans difference to diving in general or not? Any thoughts there, Jerry? What do you think?
I don't think it'll have a big, big difference, but I think standards may change a little bit for teaching, and insurance is probably a.
I'm just going to say that insurance is going to go up now. So.
Yeah. I mean, she was kind of young, too. She was like 15, I guess, when this happened.
Everything so I've done research on this was not good.
Yeah. Well, like, whether things have to change, I'm not so sure. Like I said, protocols weren't followed.
You've got protocol to do things by, and that's how it should be done by.
Yeah.
But I think that they'll wind up doing something to standards, you know, changing some of the protocol or something like that, wording of it. You know, it always happens when anything like this happens. You can about bet that something's going to come down the pipeline and you're going to have to change wordings or something in your teaching standards.
Well, if that ends up being the case, she was taught to standards and this still happened. I don't think that was the case.
Well, I think she was still she was in class, I think, for what, dry suit, maybe?
Yeah.
No, she didn't take a dry suit class. If you, yeah. I read the article.
She that's what I'm saying. She was put into a situation that she shouldn't have been.
Everything went wrong when you read that article. You'll see.
See, that's what I'm saying. There'll be changes made to standards.
Well, there may not be any changes to standards.
No, they may not.
If the standards are there and somebody didn't follow them, that's usually what the case is. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, is that what you read too, Vinny?
He's going to have to pay out a lot of money.
But somebody's going to be found at fault. Is that the vibe you got out of it, Vinny?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Somebody's in trouble. Yeah, for sure.
So, but I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, way people are trained. It's probably maybe an instructor or somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do.
I'm not saying that she was trained that way. I'm not saying that. They'll just be wording in the teaching perspective of things will change.
Well, it won't if it was somebody's fault, Jerry. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
If the standards are already there and somebody didn't follow them, okay. You know, that person's going to be held responsible for not following the protocols that they should have. That's the way it kind of comes off to me, but I have not, you know, seen the movie. I don't know. We'll see. I see in a bigger general sense. I always get concerned about these type of films from a broader sense, like, will it scare people? I don't want it to scare people from becoming, you know, scuba divers. And I don't get that vibe from watching it necessarily. I think it's more of just, this is a tragic story. And it has a creative name, How to Kill a Mermaid, because God knows I've had that as a working title in our history of 29 years. I flirted with.
There's a difference between how to murder a mermaid versus how to kill a mermaid.
Yeah, we get it, Greg.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what kind of drew my attention to it out of the box. But hopefully it won't have any kind of negative impact. Just like, you know, all the shark movies. And all the stuff that make the sharks, you know, out to be the bad guy in these,
Jaws.
Sharknado, whatever the case may be. You know, it's like, will it have an impact on the industry overall or scare people out of the water? I don't like that at all. And I think any diver who's been certified for any, you know, even a relatively new diver learns very quickly that all the stuff we see in the media and stuff that scares people from getting in the water. They don't realize what they're missing, and they really should get over that quickly. You don't want to put more roadblocks up in front of people to get out there and see what's out there in the underwater world. Right, Barry? Come on.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you know, from learning to fly or any other skill that you learn, that there are certain procedures you follow. And if people start eliminating those procedures, either consciously or unconsciously, it's usually all of those little things cause the disaster to happen.
Yeah, right. When you read that story, you'll see there's a bunch of stuff that went wrong.
A domino effect.
Exactly.
Yeah. It just causes a panic, and just turns into a tragic situation if you're not following the rules. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.